T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Last week that the governor was bailing on the transportation plan, what was your initial reaction when it came to the cities and towns getting the money that they were going to, that they are owed? Were you worried that there was going to be more of a delay?
We were worried that it was going to mean that the bond package had to go through the entire legislative process and that we wouldn't be able to see any funding until the end of April or May. And that would have been a real problem because towns would have lost a whole construction season at that point because they wouldn't have been able to go out to bid for projects that need to begin in the spring. I mean, that's critical for road and bridge projects.
Now, in a way, you've caught a break, at least to this point, in that road maintenance, clearing roads, things like that, has not been all that big. There are some years where it really touches the budget.
Right, that's absolutely true. We didn't have to rely on town road funding for a lot of snow removal, a lot of de-icing. In addition, roads are in better shape than they generally are when you have a lot of severe changes in weather, frost heaves, and things like that. So that is good news. And I think this means that when the bond package is adopted, towns will be able to go out to bid, and our roads and bridges and infrastructure are going to look better than ever. And that's not only important from a public safety perspective, it's also important to our local economies because that's dependent on well-maintained roads and bridges, attractive main streets and streetscapes and so forth. And so it's really vital that we move forward with these projects now.
You know, and it's funny, Betsy, we think every time we mentioned the bond package not going through, we talked snow removal. We didn't even think. I didn't. I'm sure Ray did because he's 100 times smarter than me.
No, I don't know that.
But we didn't even think about building projects in the town on the town roads and stuff. That's just as important as a snow removal. So this is critical. Is this on a fast track? What is your understanding as to when this money might be available?
It is on a fast track. Governor Lamont committed that he would like to move forward with a package by March 6th, and that means it will be approved by the legislature. And the following step, the bond commission would actually...
Okay. We're losing you.
...to release that funding to the towns. The towns can begin getting their documents in place, going out to bid, and that means we can take advantage of the upcoming spring and move forward with these projects. So,
how do they decide who gets money first?
Well, actually, there's a statutory formula that dictates is released, and the governor did commit to releasing the full $60 million in town road. Typically, the first installment is released in July, the second installment in January, but they will be releasing the entire $60 million to towns. So towns know exactly what they're going to be getting because it's a formula based on road miles. And towns in Connecticut are actually responsible for maintaining more than 17,000 road miles. So it's a big chunk of money for many of our small towns.
Ben Zagara with us from the Connecticut Council of Small Towns. While you were going through this painful waiting game, not knowing which way it was going to turn, did you have any indications that if it went south, that the money was going to be available, or did this come as a bit of a surprise to you?
The towns are getting very frustrated with not knowing whether the money was going to be in place. So a lot of towns ended up having to borrow from rainy day fund, their cash reserves, to move ahead with projects that had to be done. And as a result, I think they were looking at a situation where property taxes would have spiked. upward, and that would have been a real problem because towns are very concerned about controlling property tax levels.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which have a direct impact on housing values. So it would have been a very, very tense situation. So we're very relieved that the governor has committed to moving forward with the county road funding and other municipal funding early, and hopefully we'll get that in place in the next couple weeks.
Betsy, you mentioned that it's released, that money is released twice a year, July and I believe, of course, at New Year's, essentially. Are we just waiting on the money from New Year's, not the stuff from last July?
You know, the stuff from July, unfortunately. So towns, a lot of towns did have to stall, delay projects, prioritize where they had to. You know, you're right that fortunately they didn't have to use the money for snow removal, but one of the other big issues that towns are facing is the dead and decaying trees, and they need to remove those along roadways because they pose such a critical public safety concern. And county road funding can be used for trees.
All right, Betsy, we're going to let you go because the cell phone connection is not great. Thank you for the insight. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good talking to you. Okay, then. All right, so.
So they haven't gotten the money from July yet?
You're floating a lot, man. Wow.
And now they're going to get money released on March 6th, so.
Oh, that's when it's coming? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the story says.
Let's see here.
Well, so that'll be good for the cities and towns.
I mean,
you're right. We're lucky. I mean, we haven't gotten hit yet. With one minor. Well, we better not get a big storm now. We're going past the mark of demarcation as far as wanting to get snow and stuff.
Yeah, we can't return.
You know?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.